Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. The Art of Witty Banter, Be Clever, Quick, and Magnetic, second edition. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. When I was growing up, my favorite television show wasn't one of the conventional cartoons like G.I. Joe or X-Men. People tend to assume I had a sad childhood when I say this, but it's not that I was deprived of cartoons by draconian parents. Cartoons typically aired early on weekend mornings, which meant you had to go to bed early the night before to get up in time for the shows. I always overslept, so I never saw the cartoons. But why was I oversleeping? Because I always stayed up late to watch David Letterman, the host of The Late Show with David Letterman, for over 30 years. I didn't know it at the time, but of all the late-night television hosts, David Letterman was one of the most legendary. I just watched because I thought his top 10 lists were funny in an adult way that I couldn't quite understand. He would talk about economics, and though I didn't quite grasp the specifics, I knew the general feeling he was trying to convey, and would laugh when my older brother laughed. I didn't get many of the digs and jabs he would take at guests, but I saw a specific tone and facial expression, and went along with it. It wasn't until I grew older that I started to really notice the subtle tactics Letterman used to energize boring guests and turn dull segments into funny ones. In particular, it was his ability to banter wittily with his band leader, guests, and even himself in a self-deferential way that was the engine of the show. Letterman was like Teflon. He was so smooth and slick, he could always go with the flow. Nothing ever seemed to faze him, and he was never without a witty quip or two. It seemed as if he could joke about anything, and his jokes never seemed forced or out of place. It didn't work as well for me when I tried emulating Letterman the next day at school, but it did get me thinking about what constituted a person who was, conversationally, so slick and smooth, so able to let anything negative roll right off of them, that they were Teflon. How can you not just always have something to say, but always have something witty and clever to say? Witty banter is many things at once: disarming, charming, intelligent, and quick. It almost sounds impossible when you think about the effects it has on others, but banter is a skill, just like pitching a baseball or underwater basket weaving. Once you know the patterns and building blocks, you can practice and improve them. And once you practice enough, they become instinct and habit that come easily to you because they're second nature. This book is going to be one of your best tools for becoming adept at the kind of witty banter that will help you succeed in social situations. You'll learn what makes a statement clever, how to deliver it quickly, and how it all comes together to make you someone of note and worth talking to. We'll start with techniques for flowing conversation. You can't achieve wit if you're caught in awkward silence. Never speak in absolutes. Don't mind the irony in the section title, using the word never to warn against using the word never, but I stand by it. One of the most common ways to kill any kind of conversational flow, regardless of how interesting the topic might be, is when one of the speaker reduces their questions to absolutes. Absolutes are tough to answer, and sometimes even to contemplate, as you're about to read. I was once set upon with absolute questions by a cousin at a family gathering. He was 8 at the time, so it was excusable. But I'll never forget how it felt when someone kept talking to me in absolutes. He asked me what my favorite ice cream flavor in the entire world was. I thought for a while and said, Rocky Road. He started howling that I had horrible taste and demanding to know how I could forget Neapolitan. Next, he asked me what my favorite television show of all time was, and so on. It was a tortuous conversation, full of long pauses and subsequent judgment of my tastes and opinions. Years later, he would discover that he was lactose intolerant, so the joke was ultimately on him. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com or Audible.com. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.